know by now, we're working through the book of Romans, and we're in Romans chapter 8. Now, this is session 5, which covers verses 31 to 39, and the title is More Than Conquerors. We are more than conquerors. So let's read that passage, starting with verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, interestingly, that word can also mean torture, shall tribulation or torture or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So let's summarize, and as we close out chapter 8, it's full of amazing truths, and we have just touched on a few of them. Realize this is written to believers and is only true for believers. The good news is God is on our side, and he is greater than everything else there is. He gave his son for us. All else is of less value. This is the most important fact for mankind in all of history. In fact, history is his story. So who can bring charges against us? God is greater than the emperor or any other authority. God is the judge and the justifier. Therefore, we are found not guilty. Who can condemn us to die? Jesus Christ already died in my place. I'm already dead and alive in him. A new, wonderful, and special existence awaits for me. Christians are persecuted, but we are super conquerors. Even if this body is killed, we win. Verse 38 gives us an unconditional promise. Nothing can separate us from him. For believers, there is no other condition or requirement to secure our eternal future. It's all done, all taken care of. Finally, in chapter 8, we see these three passages. Verse 1, no condemnation, not guilty. In verse 28, everything works for our good. In verse 39, there's no separation from him. Nothing in the universe can separate us from him. In closing, Spurgeon said this, "Believer, come boldly, for in spite of the whispering of Satan and the doubt of your own heart, you are greatly loved. Meditate on the exceeding greatness and faithfulness of divine love, and be at peace." So, Father, we need to be reminded to rest in you, that your love provides us a situation where we can rest and we can relax in you. We can live our lives knowing that there's purpose behind it, even when we can't see it immediately or even over time. We can walk by faith, trusting in you, and we can know that you're in charge, and that the circumstances around us are there for a purpose. Sometimes they're pleasant, and sometimes they're uncomfortable, and sometimes they're painful, but they're there for a reason. And one of the big reasons is for us to turn our heart to you and trust you, and for others to see us doing that, that they might see the witness of your love and your grace in us. What a blessing that is, Father. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.